Welcome to the Magnetic Leadership Podcast by Educator Dave Johnson.
Oh boy, here we are, one third of the way into April, just a mere weeks away from the big event, our huge Avini family reunion. We're going forward. I can hardly stand it. It's going to be so exciting. Is everybody wondering what those two new products are? I'll bet they will be blockbuster, like all of the other stuff that we have. And I love the synergy. When you start taking one thing, usually we start with Cell Defender and just the marvelous power of that. And, well, we got to add a few other things. And, oh, my goodness, these two new products, I'm just really excited. But in the meantime, let's keep sharing it, and it's not too late to invite new people to attend. There are several people I know that are deciding. And if you're brand new, maybe take a leap of faith and ask somebody to come with you. And because when you get there, you'll be thinking, oh, my goodness, this is so wonderful. I'm so glad I came. But, gee, I wish I would have invited my friend Nancy or whoever to come. And so that will happen. And so be glad you did. So excited about what we're doing right now. I think we really have the answers. So much of the many problems that we have, you can put down to lifestyle. And that's what I wanted to talk about, this wonderful era that we're in, that we call our 21st century, and lots of opportunities, possibilities. But on one hand, it's been described as, and you just look around at who we are. Here we are, as I said, overfed, undernourished, and hyper-medicated. Well, how do you say hyper-medicated? Scary that 60% of Americans that are over 20 years old are taking prescription drugs. But here's the thing that's really scary is the acceleration of this. Listen to this. The percentage of people taking 5 or more prescription drugs has doubled in the last 12 years. And I heard it put this way, all the stuff that we're doing, we're normalizing abnormal. Going back to lifestyle, what am I just telling things is looking at some of the old movies of life 100 years ago, looking downtown and watching people, and then they colorize it. And it's just so fascinating seeing people move about, taking a step back into time. But one of the things I notice is everybody's thin and looks pretty healthy. I think about that. Also, I remember seeing a picture of Daytona Beach, and it was something like 1974 and then 2024. The first picture, everybody looks really thin. They're bouncing around having fun and everything. And the new picture, everybody's down at the beach, and they're all fairly overweight. That's noticeable. Interestingly, also, they all have tattoos and they all have phones in their hand. We're really changing. And that's one of the scary things is if you look at young people, so many of them are on the couch playing video games all day and drinking energy drinks and soda pop and eating pizza, which comes to mind. There is a study, and 70% of the calories of teenagers is in highly processed food. But the rest of the population isn't that much better. And you can just do an informal study yourself when you go to the grocery store and just look around at people's grocery carts. And you see all this stuff and you think, okay, in this description where some people have said the processed food, that at some point the food that started out healthy becomes poison. I just probably two-thirds of all of us, the food that we're eating is processed or highly processed. So there's a mentioning the pizza. The average American eats 23 pounds of pizza a year. The number one vegetable consumed in America is not just the potato, it's the French fry. 29 pounds per capita of French fries. But I think, oh, wow, we got some problems. 72% of Americans are obese. Well, you might as well just say three-fourths of us are obese. And for the first time in the history, life expectancy has dropped. And I'm just thinking, what can we do? And enter Avini. And I'd like to go back to my life in the mid-1980s. I was in my 30s, and I was all excited as a full-time distributor. with a nutritional products company. And we had some really, at that time, I would say some really sophisticated, fancy nutritional products that we were changing people's life with. And one of them was, actually, we would joke and say it's our number one moving product. And not just in one way. The product was called Colans, which was a contraction for colon cleanse. And it had a lot of really neat stuff in it. Some of it was fairly pedestrian. The major part of it was psyllium seed. But it had some things that we got to talk about quite a bit, a diversity of different types of water-soluble fiber. And it had bentonite, which has some similarities to using zeolite, not to the power or the micronization or all the magic of Cell Defender. But nevertheless, it added to the colon cleanser, it did have this attraction to heavy metals and helped eliminate that. But we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of stories. The owners of that company, they were really proponents of it. And I remember, I'll just share one of the stories, that they had some friends that were medical doctors and into this kind of stuff. And in an autopsy of somebody really big and had problems with it, that it took two people to lift the colon out of this guy. And when they sat it on an adjacent table, it came down with a clunk, like a big piece of cast concrete. Just creepy. And they would all, we'd all get the book, Dr. Bernard Jensen's, we would call it the Dr. Jensen Gross Out book. But he's got a couple of different ones. And essentially, he had pictures of people's colons, how doing x-rays of them, you could see just really weird things. And one of the things that just stuck in my mind was the average American had several pounds of just impacted fecal matter that was just coating and just stuck there. It was just creepy. Hearing stories of people that would go in and have colonics, and maybe when they were young, here's one story that just stuck in my mind, is that looking through the viewing tube, all of this just very colored graffiti was going through the tube. Discovering that girl when she was in elementary had this habit of eating Crayola, colored crayon. Another one was finding a Barbie doll shoe. Just how does stuff stay in there for years? And you think, wow, okay, if I've got some decayed, impacted stuff, of all the weight you want to lose, that would be it. And we could talk about all of this stuff for hours and hours, but I just wanted to highlight a few things because I think one of the most important products that we can take is our super amazing, the best in class, the best fiber supplement you can get, I believe, is Plus Fiber. Just got a long history of people have been using an early version that Rick created for over 20 years. And this is just the newest and best iteration of that. Going back to Dr. Bernard Jensen, look that up. Maybe get a couple of his books. I remember years ago having the opportunity to be at dinner with Betty Kamen and her husband. And we sat around, and she was the first person that introduced to me fructooligosaccharides and these things that were halfway in between a sugar and a fiber that are so good. Inulin, you know, that is magic stuff. And she made this observation. She's the couplet, and there's so much truth in it that if you think about this, wherever you go in the world where there's small stools, there's big hospitals. And where there is big stools, there's small hospitals. And to bring that to point, I remember reading a study where they took some African Americans and they took Africans and they decided to do a study and they switched their diet. And one of the big things was just the amount of fiber that they eat. And in a very short time, all of the things that indicate health on the African Americans improved eating the African diet, and the ones that were doing the westernized diet before, they started having the bad symptoms of people. And so you could say the Africanization was healthier and the westernization was not. And essentially, it's just highly processed food and the lack of fiber. The statistics are scary that hardly anyone even gets the most minimal amounts of fiber that we really do need to take supplements in a lot of things to ensure adequate nutrition, but also in fiber. Now, when I was younger, fiber meant all bran or raisin bran or something like that. It was just roughage that essentially the purpose of fiber was just to help things move from one end to the other, and that was it. It was non-nutritive. It didn't do much. And going back to that first company I was with, one of the things that just really hit me was there was a Dr. Dwight McKee, and he was a genius that helped formulate and create a lot of our products at that time. And he would say that you aren't what you eat. There's more to it than that. He said you are what you eat, digest, assimilate, metabolize, and eliminate. So more to that. And another thing that stuck in my mind is he said that digestion is the Achilles heel of human metabolism. If you got that going right, everything going forward is probably going to be all right. But if you mess that up, everything downstream, all the rest of your metabolism is going to be messed up because you're not getting adequate nutrients to feed the body. But also equally critical is you might be introducing stuff that should not be there. And so going back to you are what you eat, another thought that I think is really, really powerful is, okay, you are what you eat and all of those aspects that Dr. McKee talked about, but also you are what your gut bacteria eats. I think that's one of the most fascinating ideas is we're not just feeding us and our cells, but the trillions of cells that make up our friendly bacteria that are part of our own individual internal ecosystem, this biome. And so what we eat, we're feeding them. Are we feeding them well? We make them happy. It's such an important thing. And so when we talk about this Achilles heel of human metabolism, it really is a tender heel that can be so fragile. Hers a fun picture. And in fact, if you Google pictures of gut lining, what you'll see and quickly learn is that I've heard it said this way, that there is a tennis court inside each of us that's only one cell thick. A tennis court in terms of surface area, it's just an unfathomable amount of surface area that we have in our digestive tract, this semi-permeable membrane that is allowing the good stuff to get into our bloodstream, but it's supposed to block the bad stuff. And it's only one cell thick. Wow. So these little columnar-shaped cells with tight junctions, and all of our total health depends on that. Now, one of the other things I think is really fascinating is this idea of turnover, that if you take really good care of yourself, every moment, lots of cells of us are dying and a lot of new cells are being reborn. And I think one of the interesting things is that some of our cells in our hearts, eyes, brain, they might last a lifetime. The turnover can be quite slow in muscles, as an example. It can be many years. Here's the thing that I think is really interesting because of that just huge wear and tear on this single cell barrier that does all this stuff, helping break down food, allowing food to enter, absorbing the nutrients, preventing bad stuff from getting in, eliminating the waste. There's just a huge amount of wear and tear. And interestingly, the renewal rate of that intestinal wall, the gut wall, it's less than a week. It could be even 3-4 days. It's just really fast turnover. And so if you give yourself a chance, you can actually rebuild a gut pretty quick if you just give it what it needs. And I think one of the most interesting things about this is, and maybe just to go a little bit onto that right now, why is that so important? So if you look at that lining, and if there's a little bit of inflammation, the wrong stuff gets in there, and then you can quickly see if the wrong stuff is getting into your blood, that messes up your immune system. All of a sudden, it's attacking stuff that really shouldn't be there. And it could be bad stuff like toxins or pathogens, but it could be something just like broccoli, which is really healthy and good for you. But if it's not completely digested, all of a sudden you become more allergic. And that's one of the big things, is it isn't almost like, do you have leaky gut, which literally is descriptive of what it is. It's leaking. It's leaking stuff that shouldn't be in there. And so you get sensitive to something. And then you get sensitized, and then your immune system is responding, so you eliminate. And so we have this thing called the elimination diet. And as you continue to eliminate, wow, then you're going to have to eliminate more. It becomes a cycle. And you think, okay, maybe it's not so much that, and maybe you need to do that to give yourself a rest. But the big thing to focus on is diversity. That could be one of the most important things. And I think especially when we go back to the fiber, okay, so instead of just all bran or something like that, there's just a whole bunch of different types of fiber that feed different types of bugs. And if you look at a really good fiber product, you'll see a diverse amounts of different fiber that can optimize that. And some of the things I've read that really make me think is that, as an example, people that live in Africa, they've got thousands of different types of bacteria. As we get more and more into civilization and eating processed food, that narrows down less and less. And they're actually discovering it can be transgenerational. So if your great-grandmother had so many different diverse bugs, then your mom might have less, and you will have even less. And so, boy, we're on a vast experiment, and I think we need to get out of the control group and actively start introducing good stuff. When you go to the grocery store, it's been said, don't go up and down the aisles at all. Just stay away from those. Stay in the periphery, just going around the circumference where there's produce and fresh whole things. And just as much as you can, make your own stuff and minimally process it. And then you're probably going to need to take a fiber supplement if you really want to have adequate fiber. And I can recommend where you can get that. But I think this is such an important thing. Fiber is not food for you. It's not nutritive for us, but the fiber is food for your bacteria, and you just need to do that. Our gut, as Ben said, it's the gatekeeper of our immune system. If you think about that, most of our immune system actually lives in the gut, and there's just all kinds of wonderful, important things about that. And one of the things I really recommend, if you want to really get into this and get excited and learn about this, is get the book Fiber Fueled. It's one of the best books there is. Also, the guy that wrote that, Will Bushelwich, MD, you can look him up on YouTube, and he's actually got some really, really good lectures and stuff like that if you like to just watch something. But some of the cool things, there's this thing called butyrate or butyric acid, short-chain fatty acids. And one of the most wonderful ideas is when you first look into this sort of things, we hear words prebiotic, probiotic, postbiotic. And okay, so pre, pro, and post. So before, right now, and post. Well, most of us have heard of probiotics, and that's essentially the microbes that have beneficial qualities. And we need those. It's absolutely critical symbiosis. A lot of our essential things, like even brain neurotransmitters, a lot of stuff is made more in the gut than it is in the brain. And hence that huge thing that is such a big deal, the brain-gut connection. But some of the other things that the brain, or excuse me, that the bacteria make that's so critical is going back to butyric acid, butyrate. That's just a simple short-chain fatty acid, but it's magic. It's absolutely amazing. What we're finding is that it's a main fuel source for the gut lining, the cells that comprise that. It's just a miracle substance, and we don't make it ourselves, but if we have the right kind of bacteria, they make that. And this is just absolutely amazing. And just reading from that book, it says if you want to regularly expose your bacteria to fiber in your diet, they will adapt to that regular exposure and get really, really good at extracting short-chain fatty acids for you. Wow. And so that's such an important thing, because we want to do good for those bugs and they'll give us good. And so kind of moving into some stuff that really makes me interested is cognition. Isn't that a wonderful word? Okay, so like a Roman warrior throwing a spear, the superhero bacteria in our gut also unleash short-chain fatty acids all the way upstairs to the brain. Wow. What's interesting is that many molecules cannot travel to the brain due to the wall of protection called the blood-brain barrier. Most molecules are stopped there at the wall. But here's the really cool thing is short-chain fatty acids, butyric acid, it gets a special pass. Wow. On the other side of that barrier, short-chain fatty acids continue to work their magic. The same chemical that reverses dysbiosis, we don't want to have that. Biosis, that's our friendly bugs. Dysbiosis is having the wrong kind of bugs in our thing, creating leaky gut. Well, listen to this. The same chemical, butyrate, that heals the gut, it strengthens the gut microbiota, optimizes the immune system, and regulates appetite and metabolism. Well, it also connects the gut microbiome to the cerebral function. Oh, my goodness. So here's the thought. How many people with leaky gut complain about brain fog? Wow. Short-chain fatty acids can activate tight junction proteins to repair increased permeability of the gut. Well, it appears short-chain fatty acids have that same magic in the blood-brain barrier. That butyrate has been demonstrated to have a profound effect on improving learning and memory. Oh, my goodness. So plus fiber, taking fiber, the right kind, indirectly could make you smarter. Here's some other things. It's real scary. Reading from the book, it's been demonstrated in models of Alzheimer's that also heavy metal toxicity, traumatic brain injury, and even neurologic infections. Ooh, that sounds terrifying. Okay, I will give you a firsthand that the mental clarity that I've had since changing my diet has been life-changing for me. This is totally real. And then in the book, he says, speaking of Alzheimer's, one of the hallmarks of Alzheimer's disease is the accumulation of amyloid plaques between the nerve cells in the brain. Well, research is currently working on treatments for Alzheimer's and all of that stuff, and a lot of that is to block the production of amyloid. Wow, a lot of money spent on that. But while they continue to do research, he says, I want you to know that laboratory studies suggest that short-chain fatty acids interfere with the formation of this exact same amyloid. Wow. Laboratory studies show that butyrate protects the brain in models of Parkinson's disease. This is quite interesting when you consider that human studies have found that patients with Parkinson's disease have lower levels of the bacteria that produce short-chain fatty acids and, as expected, lower levels of short-chain fatty acids in their stool. For what it's worth, Parkinson's disease patients almost all have digestive issues, with constipation being one of the common among them. Okay, one more thing. Children on high-fiber diet demonstrate better cognitive control and maintaining focus than children who eat a lower fiber diet. So there's all kinds of things that we could be thinking about. Maybe fiber instead of Ritalin. This is something so important. And so, wow, we want to start eating more rural, eat more fiber, eat whole food. This plays such a big role in everything that we're doing. One of the big things is having a fiber source that's diverse, but also equally critical, just really don't get in a rut of having the same thing over and over and over. I remember growing up, and I didn't think too much about food. I just ate what was in front of me. But I remember my dad, it was just a ritual for all the time I knew. He would have the same prepared breakfast cereal. And at lunch, he would take his lunch bucket, and my mom would spread margarine pretty thick so it wouldn't make the bread all soggy, which she'd put on a couple of leaves of iceberg lettuce and tuna fish. And that was lunch every day, day after day after day. And, oh, my goodness, and dinner, well, I'm telling on me, everything was well-cooked, highly processed, all the vegetables were canned, and then also pressure-cooked, and my mom would just throw everything together in a pressure cooker, which is higher heat, almost like canning, every time, or autoclaving, which brings to mind the description of canned green beans by a nutrition person that typically talks about, do you know what canned green beans are? They're the embalmed cadavers of dead green beans. And if you want to just vividly think about that, opening up that can and looking that lifeless, odd, off-green color, and as you carefully pour the contents into the pan, you can just see lifeless, limp bodies falling into the pan. It really is dead food. Just a little thought. So one more time, canned green beans or the embalmed cadavers of dead green beans. Try to eat live food. Have a salad every day, a diverse one. Make as much stuff as you can yourself. Be a good example. We went and visited with our kids over the weekend, and we had fun, and we had pizza. Okay. But get back on the wagon, and we've got so much knowledge. I believe all of us that are in Avini were health nuts. We love products, and we love to learn about it. And the thing I really like is as you learn, you become more and more discerning. And the thing I love about Avini is I love reading labels. And as Rick talks about, everything in the bottle is on the label, and everything on the bottle is in the label. And it's products you can trust. It's people you can depend on. And we've got so much to share with people. We can change people's whole lives one person at a time. And remember the power of regeneration. Our health does begin in the gut. Also, disease usually begins in the gut. A healthy, happy gut, the rest of us will be healthy and happy. Also, healthy, happy bacteria. Get a bunch of diverse ones that make butyrate and feed our bodies, our brains, our minds, our energy. And we've got all the stuff to do it. So let's go for it. And think about that plus fiber. Some is good. Maybe more might be better. And, yeah, remember to take that every day and make those bacteria happy.
Thank you for joining the Magnetic Leadership Podcast with Dave Johnson. Take charge of your health and detoxify today with Avini Premium Products.